Good morning. It is my great privilege and honor to speak with you this morning and to introduce my dear friend and colleague, Dr. Tony Voltaire. My name is Jim Myers, and I'm the Executive Director of HOPE. I want to thank Reverend Myra and Father Jim and the entire Spiritus community for giving us this opportunity. I want to take a brief moment to bring forth the memory of our friend and founder of HOPE, Dr. Rosemarie Chiarici. It is Rosemarie's vision and ethos that continues to guide us. Rosemarie, a member of the Spiritus Christi community, envisioned HOPE as a project led and directed by the people of Bourne. True to Rosemarie's commitment, for over 25 years, HOPE has partnered with Bourne to ensure that the initiatives, vision, and values all come from the community. Rather than dropping in to provide unsustainable services, our focus and long-term vision is one of sustainable development and staff and self-sufficiency for Bourne. We have an integrated, holistic approach to community health and sustainable development, including a focus on prevention and the root causes of illness, including environmental, educational, economic, and behavioral. The work of HOPE is and has been led and directed by the people of Bourne. As you may have heard in the news, the situation in Haiti is in many ways the worst it has been in decades. The government has halted and closed key services, including schools. Violent gangs have taken control of fuel supplies, ports, and critical roads. Many people are deprived of basic human needs, including clean water, food, and health care. With lack of sanitation and health care, cholera has returned to Haiti. The HOPE Hospital, in contrast, remains fully operational. And as far as we know, it is the only health system in the north of Haiti that continues to operate 24/7, 7 days a week. Some of HOPE's key programs, which we continue to run amidst the current crisis, include mobile clinics, which reach hundreds of people in remote areas of the commune, providing health education, treatment, and counseling. Over 900 orphaned and vulnerable children are receiving social worker support, education and school supplies, and health care. Malnourished children are being treated, and their caregivers are being educated to ensure that the young ones will remain well-fed. Thousands of babies and young children are being immunized. Through our Mothers Clubs program, new mothers are learning about prenatal and postnatal care and topics including hygiene, nutrition, and household management. Participants in our Women's Leadership program continue to facilitate and lead community meetings on topics ranging from healthy behaviors to environmental protection to conflict management to household budgeting. Our C team, which stands for Sante, Economy, and Education, provides outreach, education, and disaster preparedness and response, and is currently preparing the community for the arrival of cholera through prevention education and distribution of necessary supplies. Bourne, like the rest of Haiti, is also facing unprecedented rise in prices and costs. Fuel prices have increased nearly tenfold. We estimate somewhere between $25 to $50 a gallon for gasoline. This is in a country where most people make $1 to $2 a day. Many hospitals in Haiti, including ours, are off-grid and rely on diesel generators for power to run key services. Due in part to the inability to afford fuel and part government crises, hospitals all across the country are shutting down. Several years ago, we had the foresight to invest in a solar photovoltaic system, which has allowed the hospital to continue to function even in the midst of extremely high fuel prices. We've also worked on improving the energy efficiency of hospital operations. These investments have increased the self-sufficiency of the hospital while reducing ongoing fuel costs, keeping those financial resources in the local community and allowing resources to instead be spent on medicines and programming. We are now working to expand the solar energy capacity of the hospital in order to bring diesel fuel use to an absolute minimum to ensure the hospital is as self-sufficient and resilient as possible with regards to its energy needs. In addition, reducing diesel fuel use is also beneficial for the health of the local people and, of course, for our dear planet. You may ask, how is all of this possible given the current terrible situation in Haiti? It is possible because last year you all helped raise money, you put forth your prayers, and you supported our work throughout the year. It is possible because of the support of the Spiritus community. It is also possible because of the extraordinary staff that we have in Bourne. And I will tell you, it is possible in part because of the extraordinary leadership, resolve, intelligence, and bravery of Hope's medical director, Dr. Tony Voltaire. In the past year, Dr. Tony has been personally threatened and faced hardships that few of us can imagine. Despite these threats, he continues to work virtually day and night to ensure the people of Bourne have health care and the services they need to sustain their well-being. Dear Spiritus community, it is my great pleasure to introduce my friend and colleague, Dr. Tony Voltaire.
Dear Spiritus Christi family, thank you for opening your doors and allowing me to spend this time with you. I feel like I'm here among friends. The Spiritus family helped to create hope and inspired my dearest friend, Rosemary, to start her work in Haiti. I thank you for your support for over 27 years. I will never forget that day's support, and I am grateful to be here with you all. Allow me to talk to you for a few moments about this wonderful country that all of us present here cherish. For many, the glorious story of Haiti seems to have been extinguished forever. Today, whether inside the country or internationally, despair is almost the norm, and only bad news spread. In reality, it is true that terrible things are happening in the country every second. Talk of a rescue mission and the news stories of gangs overshadow wonderful work and important projects that can and must replace the image of Haiti as a hopeless cause. Sincerely, despite all the negatives, I refuse to be fatalistic. I will keep my optimism, and I will stay among the small, steadfast group that still believe there is hope. Our future is brighter than the dim appearances. I am not willing to accept this narrative of failure. Indeed, Haiti still has much to offer the world. Faced with the uncertainty that is taking up more and more of our view of the future for the survival of our magnificent planet and of our very species, the resilience of the Haitian people stands out. This level of human resolve will be an indispensable tool to meet the greatest of challenges ahead in our world. I speak to you knowingly of my country. I see that even as people among us may get carried away by discouragement and give up, the birds still sing melodiously and sow seed everywhere. Sun, wind, and rain harmoniously work together to make plants grow and bloom. This is a life. The planet speaks its truth to us. We must listen and do our part to stay strong. It is an observation, the multiple intervention aimed at providing solutions have not had great success. Everyone is trying to find causes and culprits for this lack of results. My friends, I recommend you not to follow this path that leads to false outcomes. Instead, let us unite and converge our efforts. The color of our hills is neither white nor black. The solutions will arrive through hard work, in perfect unity, in harmony and synchronization of the various parts, in sharing a common vision, and above all, by working in a different way. I give you the example of our small and powerful project, Hope ASB. Boy is still alive because we have hope, because we have spiritus. How is so different? Or is that it is that we have made a huge difference in an environment where failure is perceived to be the norm. As people, we are no different from others in our country. We share the same goals and we work hard every day for the same causes, for the well-being of Haiti and our entire world. The difference is that we work differently, and that is the secret to achieving different results. Faced with such complex problems that plague our society, solutions must be sought from the roots. For a healthy community to blossom, we realize that we must work toward a healthy planet. For this, we take a holistic approach with three main pillars: health, education, and economy together. Embracing very specific approaches, Santé Nalaku and Alpha Social. Hope members and supporters understand this. They embrace this model and we work together. The difference is made by a unique partnership model and perfect collaboration between our staff in the United States, our staff in Haiti, and the community. We hold firmly to core values. Make the decision to work as a team. Respect the values of the community. Work together in the field to research and understand the causes of problems and develop plans for solutions. Always seek the active participation of the community. Consistently promote an atmosphere of respect and trust with the community. And never let go, never give up. Believe me, the trials have always been numerous and constant, and the results have remained rather encouraging. Here are some milestones along the journey. Boy was in last position for healthcare in the North Department in 2005. And since 2010, ASB is rated the number two public institution in this department. We offered one of the best responses to the cholera epidemic in 2010, with the lowest percentage of mortality in rural Haiti. Our Nalaku health model has reduced maternal and infant morbidity and mortality in the municipality as astonishing levels. As my friend who worked with us knows so well, the commune of Boy is very difficult to access, and there are a good number of people in very remote places without even a birth certificate.
And many
who had never seen a doctor. Our mobile clinic program reaches every single inhabitant of the municipality and now attracts other neighboring municipalities. We gave a rather interesting answer and had the best score for anti-COVID vaccination. This proved the power of a community-based educational approach to any problem. We are one of the few institutions that has been operating 24/7, 365 for 17 years. We all have the right to a brighter new day tomorrow. Come, let's work harder and together for a better day in Haiti. Work with us in boy as we lead the way forward. Haiti is still alive. For sure, Haiti will be alive. Let's work together. Thank you.
Acknowledge, acknowledge.